From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Friday, November 14th at 8:55, and we have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. It's great to be here. We have mixed trade here in early action. December corn down a quarter of a cent at 4.41 and a quarter. January soybeans down a penny at 11.46. And December Chicago SRW wheat up 6 1/4 at 5.42. Checking on outside markets, Dow Jones last check down 485 points at 46,971. And December WTI oil up $1.09 at 59.78. It's been a really great run simply here on corn and soybeans. I just checked from our August low, December corn is up 50 cents, and our August low on soybeans, the January contract up $1.46. So it's been a really, really impressive run. And it seems like it's all going to boil down to the report out today at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We will get an updated monthly balance sheet. And of course, we haven't got the normal data that we have usually receive on a regular basis due to the government shutdown. The government shutdown just ended here, I believe, Wednesday evening. And we will get, again, a monthly update here in a few hours. And it's going to be information overload. We're also going to see a catch-up of weekly export sales. And what it's all been about is China really been buying U.S. soybeans. Cash markets kind of indicate to the contrary, they have not been buying, as we've seen export basis drop considerably. And so you scratch your head and think, you know, then it must be fund buying or China themselves buying the board outright preemptively ahead of physical purchases. So a really interesting, volatile time. And that's going to really get amplified, I think, here today, midday at 11 a.m., like I said. Some key stats on this USDA report today to keep an eye on. U.S. yield, 184 national yield is what's expected, and a carryout of 2.136 billion bushels of corn. That's a pretty comfortable carryout on corn, Kimberly. That's plenty of corn, basically. And then soybeans, 53.1 is the national yield estimate, trade estimate before the report, and a carryout of 304 million bushels of beans. That's quite a bit tighter on the beans. So that's why we've seen a soybean-led rally and corn kind of being the laggard trailing along here. Outside markets, like I mentioned, under some pressure. We're seeing gold and silver down sharply here this morning as December Fed interest rates may be rate cuts may be in doubt moving forward. We were down hard yesterday too. Dow Jones down almost 800 points yesterday at the finish. CONAB, USDA, basically of Brazil, has estimated the crop size of the Brazilian soybeans at 171 million metric tons. This is just a massive crop. They just keep adding acres or hectares in their case. Just 5 years ago, that crop was 126 million metric tons. So they continue to convert pasture lands into soybeans at an impressive rate. And it's just, you know, ultimately taking export market share away from the U.S. producer is the bottom line. Looking at 7-day weather forecast, we actually have some precipitation for the Mid-South and parts of our I states, Southern Illinois, Southern Indiana, specifically Arkansas and Kentucky, Tennessee, parts of Oklahoma is set up to have heavy rainfall. Very much still in a drought here for key states, key ag states, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Western Ohio for sure. So we need to build some subsoil moisture because spring will be here before we know it. We got a big game this week. Maryland comes to visit Illinois. It looks like great weather. So I hope we can take care of business, and I hope all you guys have a great weekend.